Support comes from the Marquee Magazine, an independent monthly publication dedicated to covering the live music scene of Colorado. The Marquee offers a concert calendar and much more. More information at themarqueemag.com.
Support comes from TruePace, a Medicaid and Medicare health care program for adults over 55 in Boulder and Southwest Weld counties, featuring in-home services, dental care, and bilingual staff. Info and more at pace.trucare.org. El apoyo proviene de TruePace, un programa de atención médica de Medicaid y Medicare para adultos mayores de 55 años en los condados de Boulder y sureste de Weld, que ofrece servicios en el hogar, atención dental y personal bilingüe. Información y más en pace.trucare.org.
It's 11:01 on 11:01, the day of the dead. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and a show we call Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here for an hour playing some classic punk and other junk about death. Being dead, making things dead. You can tune in at KGNU.org, go to AfterFM.com, send an email to KGNU.org, starting off with Rudimentary Panai.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's 11:16 here, KGNU. Smash It Back in progress. Just wrapped up that first set with the birthday party, of course. That was Dead Joe, taken from Junkyard. Before that, we heard Anarchy is Dead by Government Issue off of the Discord 1981, the Year in 7 Inches compilation. Pretty awesome compilation of Discord stuff. And before Anarchy Is Dead, we heard God Is Dead, title track to a 7-inch EP from New York hardcore band Heart Attack, which came out in 1981. That Heart Attack song's going out to Wright, celebrating his 7th anniversary of his heart attack last week sometime. Glad you're around, Wright. Before Heart Attack, we heard from Dead Boys with Dead and Alive, taken from We Have Come For Your Children. That was their second LP. Came out in 1978. Steve Bader's and the boys from Cleveland. And before the Dead Boys, we heard from Angry Samoans. Death of Biwak. I don't know anything about that song, really. Who is Mr. Biwak? Apparently he's dead. Nobody really knows what happened to him, I guess, from the lyrics. And before the Angry Samoans, we heard from Anti-Flag. That was a track called Bring Out Your Dead, from their 2001 release out on Fat Records called Underground Network. And before Anti-Flag, we heard from a band called No Rock Stars, a track called Death, taken from a cool compilation called No Core, a compilation of North Carolina-related bands. Came out on cassette in 1982. We started off with Rudimentary Panai. One Quarter Dead, taken from their unbelievably awesome, super best awesome album ever, Death Church. Not a terribly uplifting song, I guess. Not the most positive outlook. Three quarters of the world is starving and the rest are dead. But, I don't know, some people see the world as half empty, if you know what I mean. Glass is either half full or half empty. And there's Rudimentary Panai. All right, enough of that. We're going to continue on here with a track called Kill the Dead. Impact Unit. Smash it back.
Crushing passions, you're against. Not to put up, you're the best. One of us, though, not one. We dead meat when we get done. Let them on daddy west, 30 years in his ass. Not a ranch bed to feed because the pity's dead meat. Dead meat! Dead meat! Let them on daddy west, 30 years in his ass. Not a ranch bed to feed because the pity's dead meat. Values gonna be touched by soon. We don't know he's out the door. Oh, I felt it, but he's gone. Now he knows he don't belong.
Sick dead meat.
Give me
Just in the shell, the replacement died.
coming up at 11:35 here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Just heard a 10-song set in the last 15 minutes. Wrapping up with Bad Sports, band from Austin, off of their 2018 release, Constant Stimulation. That was a track called Done to Death. Kind of going out to this show. Death, pretty much done to death. That's out on Dirt Nap Records. Before that, we heard from Agitated, a track called Death Warmed Over from a cool compilation, the New Hope compilation. Ohio Bands, came out in 1983. Before that, we heard Public Humiliation. Is that right? No. Before that, we heard from Rudimentary Panai with Dead Living from the EPs of RP. And before Dead Living, we heard Living Dead from the Plasmatics off of New Hope for the Wretched. Before the Plasmatics, we heard from Public Humiliation off of their 7-inch, which came out in 1986 on Fart Blossom Records. 7-inch is called Goonie Tunes, and that was a track called Death. I think that's the shortest song that I know of. It was, it's listed, well, it's 8 seconds long, but really there's about a 3-second space at the end of it. So I guess that's a 5-second long song called Death from Public Humiliation. Before that, we heard from Feeders off their first full-length album. That was Dead Bodies, edited by myself. That was from their album Ever Feel Like Killing Your Boss. Came with some grip tape on the cover just to scratch up your other albums, I guess. Definite provocateurs there, the Feeders. I first heard them on the Let Them Eat Jelly Beans compilation with Jesus Entering from the Rear. Really just blasphemous song. And I bought the 7-inch, which has this little kid in front of the Christmas tree holding a picture of Jesus saying, "I hate him and I want him dead." And I left that 7-inch on my bed when I was like 15. After I picked it up at Wax Tracks in Denver and my parents saw it, and it was a big fiasco, believe you me. Nazi Punks, F Off was the other album. Sitting there, and they were worried. But everything turned out fine, of course. Hey, before Feeders, we heard from The General Foods with a track called Dead Girl from their album Sick of the World. Boston band, that came out in 1979. And before that, we heard from a Mystic Records compilation called Let's Die. Have a Slaughterhouse-Five with Kill the Dead. Started off this last set with Dead Meat from a band called Impact Unit, also out of Boston. A little bit later. Hey, I've got some tickets to give away to see Kikagu Mayo. They're going to be playing this coming Tuesday, November 5th, at the Gothic Theater. And they, Kikagu Mayo, progressed from early days in Tokyo's experimental scene to traveling the world with an incredible psychedelic live show full of mind-bending sounds ranging from lazy cloud-like jaunts to fuzzed-out expeditions. If you'd like to check out Kikagu Mayo on Tuesday, November 5th, yeah, that's Election Day, at the Gothic Theater, give me a call, 303-442-4242. And while you're doing that, we'll be listening to the Dead Kennedys. 303-442-4242. Kikagu Mayo. Tickets, Tuesday night, at the Gothic Theater.
Seemed alright to me. we have been still together. Took all my money and time, and then it went away, taking all that was mine. Oh, well, things traveled to an end. Hell, we all die in the end. Die in the end. Die in the end. But now, things don't seem right. Passion's still in the air. Profits are better than life. And things are harder to bear. Things are harder to bear. Oh, well, things travel to an end. Hell, we all die in the end. Took my love and time, taking all that was mine, and leaving me far behind, leaving me far behind. Now, things crumble to an end. Oh, we all die in the end. Die in the end. Die in the end. Die in the end. Die in the end.
Thank you.
11:55 here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Wrapping up Smash It Back for tonight. Day of the Dead, 2019, special version. Just wrapped up that set with Bumcon, legendary Denver band. That was from their album Drunken Sex Sucks and the song Slow Death. That album came out in 1983, and I never saw Bumcon live, I don't think. I used to think that I had seen them before some other band, and I guess I've kind of determined that I actually never did. Which is funny, because my buddy Dave Fuller, who also does this show, I think saw them a lot. It seems like we usually went to the shows together, but I don't know what the deal was. I must have been gone that summer or something. Anyway, awesome. Awesome stuff from Bumcon. Before that, we heard from the Pixies, of course, from their Doolittle album. That was the track Dead. And before that, we heard from Little Theodore and Babushka. That was Death Wish, taken from Live at XX Day. I don't really know much about that album. I found it in my files, and I've got it noted that Iron Feather produced it, and that's pretty cool. He's in Japan now. I just saw something really cool on his Twitter feed. So I hope you're listening, Iron Feather. You're the man. Before that, Little Theodore and Babushka, we heard from Johnny and the Self Abusers. That was taken from a compilation put out by Mojo Magazine called I Just Can't Be Happy Today, and that was a track called Dead Vandals. And I think half of that band, Johnny and the Self Abusers, went on to become Simple Minds. Simple Minds, which is kind of funny because it sounds a lot different. And before that, we heard from Rudimentary Panai again. That was a track called Only Death from Echoes of Anguish. And started off this last set with the Dead Kennedys and Dead End. You can tune in to Smash Back every Friday night from 11 to midnight. My name's Stephen Whitehead. I've been here with you tonight. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights coming up with DJ Marlowe in just 2 minutes. It's going to be awesome, as always. We're going to go out here with a track from a cool tribute to the Misfits called Hell on Earth. This is Wolfpack with Death Comes Ripping on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Back up, 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 back up Welcome to Sleepless Nights on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Shine that ever went.